Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In this broadcast, we're going to talk a little bit about some do's and don'ts in a successful job or informational interview. You know, there really are no, you know, hard, fast rules about what you can and can't do in an interview, but there's some pretty standard things that you really want to do and some standard things that you probably don't want to do in some job interviews or informational interviews. And we're going to spend some time today just reviewing those for you. Again, I know many of the things we're going to talk about go without saying and are probably assumed, but we hate to assume, so we're going to go ahead and list some of those things for you anyway. So we're going to start with some of the do's, some of the things we think are important for you to do either before and or during and or after an interview that will help differentiate you from the other folks applying for that very same position. And keep in mind, they may only have one position available, and so it really is a competition. And the better prepared you are for the interview, the higher the probability of you getting the position. So first of all, know the company that you're interviewing for or with. And when I say know the company, you ought to know who they are, you ought to know about them, you ought to know the types of products and services that they make available to their customers and what line of business they're in. And there's a couple of really good websites that you can visit to learn more. Obviously, going to the company's website, if you're looking to interview with Coca-Cola or with Sony, you know, go to their website, go to www.sony.com and learn as much as you can about Sony and the products and services that they have available. You can also use a search engine such as Google, that's www.google.com, or a website like Hoovers.com, that's www.HOOV as in Victor, ERS as in Sam.com. You know, both of those websites will direct you to other websites or to the company website, giving you more information about the company and the products and services they have to offer. But I just think it's very important that you're able to talk knowledgeably about the company, and it shows the person you're interviewing with that you've taken some time to learn as much as you can before you came to the interview. Secondly, this is a big pet peeve of mine, be prompt. Show up at least 15 to 30 minutes early. The last thing you want to do is get caught at the train tracks because the train's coming by, or get caught in traffic on the highway because of a car accident and show up 15 minutes late, because you really only have one chance to make a first impression. So be prompt and be courteous. Make sure that you are neatly groomed and you're presenting yourself professionally. And again, err on the side of being more conservative than being flashy and flamboyant. Shake someone's hand firmly and look them in the eye. Good eye contact is very important during an interview session. Many times I've interviewed folks, and one of the biggest mistakes that I think they make is when I ask them a question about a topic that they're uncomfortable with, they will look down at the floor, they'll look out the window, they'll look at the ceiling, and that's an immediate signal for me that it instructs me to pay attention at that point in time, because I may have discovered something that may disqualify this individual from being a good candidate or an employee with my company. Yeah, this next piece I think is it's difficult, but act natural. I think the last thing you want to do going into an interview is be something or pretend to be something that you're not, just to get the job, because you won't be able to carry that front or that mask forever. And you know, if you're very aggressive and vocal naturally, I'm not saying do that in a job interview. I'm strongly suggesting that you don't. But I'm suggesting that you act more natural than and be true to yourself. Don't be fake. So that you'll also get a chance to see if that's the right position and right career for you versus, again, pretending to be something that you're not. I think one of the biggest mistakes that interviewees or people who are interviewing for jobs make is they spend all the time talking versus allowing the employer or that individual to express themselves to you. A lot of times we want to make sure we're telling them everything that we can, and a lot of times I think some of the most successful interviews are where you get into some good bi-directional dialogue and conversation with the individual you're interviewing with. And if you spend all the time talking and they're just listening, you're not able to learn as much as you can about the positions, because the interviewers or the employers really do want to tell you about their company, about themselves, about the positions. So don't spend all the time talking. Make sure you allow the employer to express themselves. Ask relevant questions. If you're going into an interview, make sure you're asking some questions. Feel free to ask questions about, you know, the what's a typical day like in this career position or in this job with their company. So ask relevant questions and listen to the other person. And when you're listening, I like to tell folks, make sure you're taking notes. So many times folks will come in for interviews and I'll tell them some things that I think are very important, and they won't take notes. I just think it's very important that we become more studious and more attentive, and as you're listening to the individual, maintain good eye contact, take some good notes, and those notes will be helpful as you follow up with the company after the interview. And when you're following up with that company or the person you interviewed with, sending them a thank you letter, you know, I'd like to thank you for spending time with me last week to share with me information about your company. It really makes a statement if you're able to say something like, and I really appreciate the advice that you gave me about this. And to the best of your ability, use the words that they used while you were talking during your interview session. So taking notes, listening, allows you to follow up with the individual. And in your follow-up letter or email to the person, feel free to tell them that you really appreciate the time and you're really excited about the position, and again, using some of their words in the follow-up can be one of those key differentiators for you. Also, emphasize in your interview what you can do for the firm and why you think it's a good fit. You know, drawing references to past experience. You know, I've been in sales, I've accomplished my quotas for the last 5 years, and I think I can do that with your firm, and I have good connections in the industry. Or if it's your first job or your first career, make sure that you're expressing to the person you're interviewing with what value you think you bring to the table, and use some personal experiences. If you don't have a lot of career experience, and let's say you're a student athlete and you're a collegiate student athlete, a lot of times we get uncomfortable when folks ask us about our work experience if we haven't had a lot of work experience. Let them know that you have great personal and teamwork experience, and that you have a 3.5 GPA and that your practices start at 5 in the morning, whatever you can do to differentiate yourself from the others, make sure you use your personal experiences to emphasize to the employers what value and what value proposition you have to their firm or to their company. Also expect questions from the employers. Most employers are going to ask you some very standard questions about your work experience, the value proposition, any challenges you've had, any difficult situations that you've experienced both personally and professionally, and how you've overcome those. They'll want to know, you know, how you've worked in a team environment and how you've excelled when you've been assigned a task to take on personally. So make sure you're prepared to answer those questions or similar questions from interviewers. Also, speak clearly versus mumbling, and again, making sure that you're maintaining good eye contact. And then at the end of the interview, make sure you thank the employer or the interviewer for the time that they've spent with you during that interview session, because their time is valuable. So those are some of the key things that we think are important to a successful interview. Now for the don'ts associated with successful interviews. Some of the things we suggest that you don't do. If you're a smoker, I don't personally have anything against individuals who smoke, but don't smoke in an interview unless you're invited to do so. I know it's also difficult when asking, you know, when an employer asks us about difficult situations. Don't over-criticize or criticize yourself during an interview. Sometimes people just beat themselves up in an interview and then start talking about, you know, personal difficulties and challenges they have at home and their kids and their great-grandmother and their auntie, and employers really don't want you to bring that baggage to the workplace. So don't be overly critical of yourself. And don't discuss personal family stuff during an interview. There's no greater turnoff for me than someone who's talking about their personal baggage. We all have it, but leave it at home. Also, some of the don'ts. Don't be too extreme in your appearance and in your attire. Again, err on the side of being conservative versus overly flamboyant. And by all means, don't be late for an interview. Make sure you show up 15 to 30 minutes early to make sure you get there on time. Make sure that you don't complain about previous coworkers or previous employers. It's just a practice you don't want to get into, because you don't want that employer to think you're one of those individuals that sits around the water cooler just complaining about the company, about other employees. So don't complain about previous employers or other teammates. Make sure you keep it positive. And make sure that you don't misrepresent yourself or your skills. I've spent a lot of time in the technology industry, and I've had individuals who send resumes that say they're an expert in databases and Microsoft SQL Server and Sybase and Informix and Notepad and Paintbrush, and it immediately raises flags for me. And you can't be an expert in Paintbrush and Notepad, which are actually accessories for Microsoft Windows. So just make sure you don't overrepresent or misrepresent yourself or the skills. Also, don't tell a prospective employer how badly you need a job. Even if you've been laid off for 6 months and you really, really need a job, an employer doesn't want to know, or we suggest you not tell them how badly you need a job. So keep it positive, stay positive, and also don't digress or draw out an interview. Make sure you're letting the employer know and providing answers to questions that they ask, but don't veer to the left, veer to the right, and take them around the block. Just go ahead and answer the questions, and don't draw out the interview process. Also, don't get so caught up in what I call chasing the nickel. So many times we spend so much time emphasizing that we really need $40,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 a year. Don't overemphasize the dollars. I know dollars are important, but it's very fair to tell somebody that you know you would like $35,000 or $50,000 a year. Here's why, and that you're also not afraid to work hard and earn the right to ask for more money. Also, don't linger on about fringe benefits and you know vacation time and any perks, company perks. It's important that you understand the benefits that are available, but again, as it relates to benefits and salaries, make sure you understand those, but don't spend too much time overemphasizing and talking about those topics. We also don't try and be too funny. You know, reading the personality of the individual that you're interviewing with is very important. If you're a comedian and you like to have some fun, it's okay, but don't try to be too funny during an interview. I'm making sure that you keep it professional. And I think the last point that we'll make about the don'ts is after the interview is over, say thank you and leave. Don't linger around after the interview. I know it probably goes without saying, but we had an individual that was a great candidate for a position, and they interviewed very well. They said their goodbyes, and they hung around in the lobby for 30 minutes after the interview talking with the security guard, and the hiring person at the interview with happened to come back out about 30 minutes later, and they were still there, and it ultimately cost them the job or the career because they just lingered around afterwards. So those are a couple of do's and don'ts as it relates to successful job interviews. And again, these tips for turning pro and this tips for turning pro broadcast are brought to you by Turning Pro Solutions. Please feel free to visit our website at www.turningprosolutions.com. Again, that's www.turningprosolutions.com.